Welcome to your custom deep dive. So today we are looking at something that honestly sounds, well, like a Silicon Valley startup pitch.
Right, but it's actually a massive government manifesto.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking drone deliveries, literally bypassing traffic to deliver medicine. It's the Western Cape government's provincial strategic plan for 2025 to 2030. And our mission today is really to explore how they are trying to completely flip the script on traditional bureaucracy.
Yeah, they want to build a system that is radically resident-centric,
yeah,
which is, you know, a huge organizational shift. And it all stems from what Premier Alan Wynne calls their apex priority.
Which is what exactly?
So it's basically laser-focused on helping businesses grow to create jobs. And then at the same time, equipping residents with the skills and, you know, the health they need to actually get those jobs.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because here's the really ambitious part, right? They're basically ditching classic isolated government departments for what they call an integration model.
Yeah, the integration model.
Like, think of it like redesigning a massive supermarket. Traditional government organizes the aisles based on how the delivery trucks arrive, right?
Okay.
Like, put all the dairy by the loading dock because it's easier for the staff.
Sure, it's an internal logic.
Exactly. But this integration model reorganizes the entire store based on how a shopper actually cooks a meal at home. I mean, they literally map their services onto the timeline of a resident's life course.
And what's fascinating here is why this actually matters on the ground. Because to make that life course mapping actionable, they break it down into four dimensions.
Right.
Individual, social, structural, and system. So imagine a 20-year-old trying to start a small business. The individual dimension is just her personal health and education.
Okay, and the social.
That's the community network supporting her. Then structural dictates whether she has, like, reliable roads and Wi-Fi for her storefront.
Right, right.
And finally, the system is just the overarching legal and economic environment she's operating in.
Because when she needs a permit or a grant, she doesn't care about navigating 13 different provincial departments. I mean, she doesn't care if it's the Department of Infrastructure or Economic Development. She just wants seamless support at that specific stage of her life.
Exactly.
Right.
Which is why the government took those 13 rigid departments and grouped them into four interactive portfolios.
Oh, what are they?
So they are growth for jobs, safety, an educated, healthy, and caring society, and then innovation, culture, and governance.
Okay, that is a mouthful.
It is. But rather than operating in silos, they overlap. For our 20-year-old, the innovation portfolio streamlines her business registration, growth for jobs provides the economic framework, and safety ensures her neighborhood is secure.
I get the theory, but I have to push back here. Drawing up a slick chart with four neat portfolios is, well, it's easy. Does this government actually have the track record to pull this off? Like, to tear down silos and coordinate at this massive scale?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, their history actually proves they can coordinate across these boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Wait, really? How so?
Take the severe drought from 2015 to 2019. They didn't just tell the water department to go fix it. They forced agriculture, infrastructure, and crisis management into a single room.
Wow.
Yeah, to coordinate a unified response. And they ultimately achieved world-leading water conservation.
Sure, but, I mean, surviving a severe crisis just proves you can panic effectively. Does that actually translate to proactive long-term restructuring for 2025?
It does when you look at how they approach everyday structural problems.
Mm-hmm.
We peased the drone deliveries earlier. That wasn't a gimmick.
Right, I was wondering about that.
They proactively launched drones to deliver medicine to remote clinics just to bypass infrastructure bottlenecks. Plus, they rolled out the Hitaike healthcare system.
That's crazy.
And look at the numbers. Between 2015 and 2018, they added 259,000 jobs.
Oh, wow.
Which was nearly a quarter of South Africa's entire job growth at the time. They don't just maintain the status quo. They have a proven culture of finding cross-departmental workarounds, you know, to drive real numbers.
So what does this all mean for you listening? I mean, whether you're managing a small team, running a business, or just fascinated by large-scale problem solving, this is really a masterclass in breaking down complex silos to actually serve the end user.
Yeah, it challenges the default way we organize large institutions. I mean, it proves you can prioritize the human experience without sacrificing massive scale.
Which brings us to a final thought for you to ponder. If a massive, complex government structure can successfully map its entire five-year strategy around the human life course, well, what incredible efficiencies could be unlocked if you applied that same radical, user-obsessed empathy to your own workplace or community? Just imagine if your company stopped organizing its aisles based on the delivery trucks and started organizing them around the person actually cooking the meal.